Hi, I'm Rob Nadelson, and welcome to the series Defending the Constitution. When arguing that the Constitution stems from and continues to reflect systemic racism, critics point to Article 1, Section 2, Clause 3, the Three-Fifths Compromise. They do so even though the Three-Fifths Compromise was amended out of the document more than 150 years ago. By way of illustration, a 2011 Time magazine cover story asserted, quote, "The framers gave us the idea that a black person was three-fifths of a human being." In 2021, Time doubled down with a column stating that, quote, "The Constitution defined African Americans as only three-fifths of a person." Similarly, a Teen Vogue item misinformed its young readers with these words, quote, "White supremacy is systemic. It thrives in politics with systems like the Electoral College, a process originally designed to protect the influence of white slaveholders, which is still used today to determine presidential elections because enslaved black people were declared three-fifths of a person in order to strengthen the power of the white men who kept them in bondage," end quote. This is drivel, and the internet is littered with it. The truth is that the Constitution's text was racially neutral. The framers employed the same word, person, to refer to humans of all races. They rejected the racial qualifications for office and office holding that marred some state constitutions.